Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about powering up. Powering up. This concept came, we were doing a partner Zoom just earlier this week, and one of our partners was talking about, we've been talking a lot about lately, about just making some time to slow down and to connect with God. And she was talking about how she was doing this, she was taking some time just to slow down, and she was kind of off sitting on the couch, just slowing down for a few minutes and praying kind of under her breath, praying in the spirit, just being still for a few minutes. And her husband asked her, say, what are you doing over there? And she said, I'm powering up. We've talked about it as waiting or getting still, but the way she said this, just I'm powering up over there. I really like the way she used that phrase. And it reminded me of a few things that we're going to talk about today as well, as far as getting charged up in the Holy Spirit, staying powered up, staying charged up consistently. Think about your phone. You have to take some time to plug it in, to keep it connected and plugged in so that it stays powered up. In the same way, we got to stay plugged in. We got to stay connected with God. And a couple ways we do that. Number one, just getting still, getting silent, connecting with Him for a little bit each day. But also, this principle of praying in the Holy Spirit, which we're going to talk more about today. We're going to be taking communion over this today. One of the greatest ways for us to stay powered up, to stay charged up consistently. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves before our time of communion today. So let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We've been putting in a new part right here lately. We ask you to send us opportunities to do good today, Lord. Send us people we can help and opportunities to do good. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to bring some energy and some presence and some fun into these four fundamentals each day. The four fundamentals: getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light to make it bigger and brighter and greater, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today. And that's where we could probably put this staying powered up, staying charged up in number three. And then taking action, doing those things that you know to do and doing them together in partnership with God. So number one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. We're either in the light or we're in darkness. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in, first of all, humility. takes humility to receive forgiveness and offer forgiveness and to repent and turn and make adjustments. It takes humility to do those things and to keep learning and growing. Then we're going to stay positioned in forgiveness. We're released from darkness, transferred into the light through the forgiveness of sins, which takes humility to humble ourselves and repent first. We got to receive that forgiveness from God. We got to forgive ourselves. We often forget to forgive ourselves and give ourselves that same grace God has given us. And then we got to let that flow through us and walk in forgiveness and grace with other people. And the motivation behind this forgiveness was love. Receiving this love from God, this surpasses all of our understanding. Receiving that love from Him, loving yourself the way that He's loved you, and then letting it flow out of you to walk in love with other people. To walk in the light is to walk in love. To walk in the light is also to be positioned in gratitude and praise. Everything is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. Gratitude and praise. So think about this, the opposites of this, to get positioned in pride or bitterness or unforgiveness, not walking in love, to be positioned in complaining, these all shut off the lights. And it's not worth it because inside of the light, God's given us everything He has, His Spirit and power and presence, His love and peace and joy, His mind and wisdom, His health, His energy, His time, His finances, everything He has is available in the light. He's given it to us in Christ. Then step number two, we've got to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our minds consistently. As we begin to magnify the light, we're going to expand the capacity. It's going to grow bigger and brighter on the inside of us. And we're going to give God a bigger place to work and flow through us in our lives. As we magnify that light, we also begin to meditate on it as we just rehearse and rehear God's promises, things about His love and His faithfulness. It gets it rooted and grounded in our hearts. It gets us our hearts established in this new covenant. So we become more fixed and immovable and steadfast and consistent when the issues and problems are coming at us in life. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word just to be thinking about and rolling His word over and over in our minds, to be talking about it consistently, to give His word a higher place and priority in our lives, to magnify His unfailing love, His faithfulness, His mighty works, that nothing's impossible for Him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ, that we've got peace with God. We've got God's blessing and favor, and He wants to help us today. He eagerly desires to help us today because of what Jesus did. We can magnify every good thing that He put within us, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. In this world, we're going to have issues and problems. But it's choosing not to magnify them. It's choosing to magnify God as bigger than the problems. But He does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness, all the just meditate on and think about and talk about all the ways we've been wronged, all the issues and problems. We could be dwelling on the bad things of the past or just worrying about an uncertain future. We could be trying to solve it all and figure it all out in our own mind. And this is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. Because when we're in darkness, we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying it. Everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the weight and energy is on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and your energy levels begin to diminish. Why? Because you're not powered up. The powering up happens in the light. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, dread of the future. Confusion about what to do or which step to take. As you stay positioned in this consistently, these vicious cycles and bad habits and bad patterns start to form in our lives. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. There's rest in your soul. When you rest, God begins to go to work. When you rest, you become more present. You become externally focused. And this whole world becomes opened up to you that you didn't know was there before. Everything feels free and easy and effortless, and you feel energized and powered up. Then there's that peace that surpasses all understanding. The joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to equip you to function in God's strength. You've got hope in any and every situation. And these aha moments, these flashes of insight just begin to come into your mind where you know this is the step to take. This is the direction to go. This is the thing to do right now. As you stay positioned in this consistently, God begins to just set you free. Bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles that you've been stuck in just begin to effortlessly break off of you as you stay positioned in the light. Now, the good news is, if you ever get off track, this amazing gift of grace, it only takes 1 second to turn it back around. Only takes 1 second to turn it back around, to go from darkness to light. Because in life, it's going to happen. We're going to get knocked out of this occasionally. But the goal, as we put this into practice consistently, we become better at sustaining this throughout our day. If you ever miss it, you humble yourself. You say, Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for meditating on that, thinking about that, making it bigger than it really is. Forgive me. Humble yourself. Receive that forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Walk in forgiveness with other people. And then just start praising and thanking God for his love and his faithfulness and his power. And it will shift just suddenly. And then 3, we got to stay tuned in each day. We got to stay listening for God's leading and direction. This is where we often talk about waiting in God's doorway, waiting and listening. And we're going to talk today about, let's turn that into staying powered up. Let's turn this into staying charged up. It gives a little different meaning, a little different thought process behind it. But every day, taking a few minutes to get still, to slow down and listen for God. Good to ask these questions. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? What's the most important thing you want me to get out of today? And then I also think it's important to take some time to pray in the Holy Spirit every day, to stay charged up by praying in the Holy Spirit every day. As you do that, you're going to begin to hear some things as well. As God's leading and direction just starts to flow through you effortlessly. If you're ever unsure of which way to go or what step to take, put these things into practice. Ask God for his leading and direction. God, what do I do here? And then you wait until you know. You stay powered up until you know. And then once you're powered up, it's time to take action. What do you know to do today? If we're going to make a quick list right now, what are the things that you know need to get done today? That you know need to get done at some point. What can you do today? Not the things you're uncertain of. What do you know to do? Maybe some things on your to-do list. Maybe some things in your conscience that you've been procrastinating on. Maybe there's something you have a leading or excitement or you're powered up or charged up to do. What do you know to do? And then let's execute those things together with God, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in him. He's right there with you, helping you to execute these things. As you do this, it does something like turn you into a magnet. You get powered up. It does something like turn you into a magnet. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to your life. God gives us richly all things to enjoy. As you do this, it begins to like turn you into something like a magnet where you focus on him and it begins to pull everything that you need and desire into your life. So let's talk about powering up a little bit. As she was talking about this, I began to really think about this. I'm powering up. And I was reminded, there's a verse in Jude chapter 1, verse 20. It says, but you, dear friends, by building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Then there's another verse I was thinking about here. It says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Now, in the Greek language that this was originally written in, this Greek word that is for building yourselves up, or for edifying is building up as well. This Greek word that's used for building or edifying is similar to what we would talk about as charging a battery, to powering up a battery, to charging a battery. So you could read it like this, by charging yourself up or by powering yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in God's love. So how do we stay powered up? We pray in the Holy Spirit. We keep ourselves in God's love. We keep ourselves positioned in the light as we wait. As we slow down and wait, we pray in the Holy Spirit and we wait for that, and we remain in God's love. We build ourselves up. We power ourselves up. We charge ourselves up. And you stay filled up consistently. So we're going to take communion over this today. And it's going to be time of receiving from God. If you've never prayed in the Holy Spirit before, praying in unknown tongues, if you've never done that before, it's not something God's going to force on you. He doesn't force anything on us, but it's this amazing gift that he has made available. And some people think it's weird. Some people think it's whatever. But it's this amazing gift that God has for you. And I don't know how to fully describe it other than it does do this. It charges you up. It builds you up. It energizes you. And all of a sudden, those flashes of insight, that knowing that you have of which way to go, greatly accelerates. Also, I found in my own experience that you'll be praying in the Holy Spirit and people will come to your mind. People will come to your remembrance and you'll reach out to them. Say, hey, I was just praying about you and thinking about you. And all of a sudden, they'll come back and tell you about how these amazing things started to unfold in their lives as you're telling them you're praying for them. You don't even know what you're praying. But you're praying highly effective prayers for other people and for your own life as well. Also, one of the greatest ways, we've been talking about this in the area of our purpose. Our purpose is in the deep waters of our hearts. And in Proverbs, it says we pull our purpose out of our hearts with our words. And this is one of the ways that we can do it. It's actually one of the most powerful ways that we can begin to pull our purpose, our God-given purpose, out of our hearts. And as we pull up that purpose out of our hearts, that purpose has a charge to it. We talked earlier in this year about this word charge, this word saba in the Old Testament, which means to be charged up. When David told Solomon to build the temple, he charged him. There's a purpose and a calling on your life. And praying in the Spirit is one of the things that help you stay charged up to pull that out of your heart as well. So Father, we're asking today, for anyone who's never received this gift from you today, Lord, that wants it, we're asking for you to give them this gift, to help them receive this gift for you, to fill them with this. For those of us that have already received this gift from you, Lord, we're asking for your help to help us to put it into practice more effectively, to stay charged up and powered up and build ourselves up consistently. We're asking for your help to do that. We just thank you that you eagerly desire to help us with this and these amazing gifts that you've given us. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it. Receive this from God. Receive this gift from him today. Powering up." There is a source of energy. I learned about this when my kids were little and they're babies and they're not sleeping through the night. I could be praying in the Spirit all throughout the night when I'm up with them and wake up in the morning and be full of energy. It's like this alternate source of energy where you can power up. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe as you experience God powering you up, helps you know him better. Helps you to know his heart and his goodness and his kindness and his ways. That much more. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's make the day a masterpiece. How are we going to do that? You're going to stay positioned in a light. Keep magnifying that light and pay attention to the symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly, you get right back in. And you're going to stay tuned in, and we're going to say charged up. We're going to say powered up today. Stay powered up today. Stay plugged in and connected to God today. Then you're going to do what you know to do, and you're going to take action together and do it with God in partnership with Him. And as you do this day by day, He's going to lead you one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.